Fotografia europea 2023. Europe Matters. Visioni di un'identità inquieta.
Mi chiamo Mattia Balsamini.
My name is Mattia Balsamini. And I'm going to tell you about Protege Noctem, If Darkness Disappeared. For all of us, blinded by shards of billions of artificial lights known as ALANs, that is, artificial lights at night, the night sky has become a soiled canvas, a complete unknown. 83% of the world's population has never seen the Milky Way, the galaxy that hosts us. And in cities like Shanghai, where the world's largest astronomical museum recently opened, 95% of the stars are now invisible to the naked eye. Public lighting, windows, street lamps, even LED headlights emit a blue spectrum that dazzles the nocturnal ecosystem and damages the human circadian cycle, the alternation of sleep and wakefulness, promoting the onset of diseases such as breast cancer, prostate cancer, diabetes, and depression. Epidemiologists consider the disappearance of the night as a risk factor on a par with pollution, alcohol, and smoking. In its document, Biodiversity Strategy for 2030, the European Parliament alarmedly called for an ambitious plan to considerably reduce the use of outdoor artificial lighting by 2030. However, this does not only concern light on Earth, but also light up in the sky. The proliferation of telecommunication satellites creates false cosmic streaks that prevent astronomers from studying the celestial vault. And natural life is also affected. Migratory birds fly off course, tree leaves no longer sense the arrival of winter, and many insects now face extinction. This is why defending the darkness, averting its disappearance, represents the vanguard of the ecological battle currently underway. Protege Noctem documents the grassroots alliance between scientists and citizens to fight the disappearance of the night and its creatures. It originated in collaboration with journalist Raffaele Panizza, author of all the texts, and thanks to the support of the Horizon Project for Humans, as well as that of various researchers, astronomers, and citizens from all over the world. To all of them, thank you.
A tutti loro, grazie.